True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, BT, a little 3RQ as you do every Wednesday morning at 11:40. Number one, are multiple March Madness brackets okay, or just one per person when entering in your work pool, whatever pool that you're in?
I think you could do two. I think that, one is kind of what you do with the gut instincts, a little more, if you want to study, if you know some of these teams, if you want to look at stats and really take it the right way, if you want to get a little wacky and, just play the upset role, which is not a bad thing to do. I'm okay with two.
You see, I have an issue with that, especially as a professional. Like, here at The Fan, not that I'm a professional with college basketball, but I always felt like it was cheap to see, let's just say, BT1, BT2. Yeah, I mean, for family members, sure. Like, if I were to do two, it would be me and then my wife. S. Licata 2 would be my wife, I guess, which is fine to get other people involved. But you got one bracket. You fill it out. It shouldn't be, I have this team winning the championship and this team. You got to pick one. That's like the challenge of it to me. The integrity of it would be better if everybody just filled out one bracket per pool.
Well, now listen, when you have two, you get the pot going a little deeper. So to me, it's just a donation. So it's a chance to win more money, number one.
Yeah. Did you fill out a bracket already? Yes or no?
I did not.
Okay. If you do, or if you were to fill out brackets this year,
I would do one.
And
would be my real one.
And who would be your champion?
Johnny's
okay,
Parade.
Okay, right, so that's my point.
I cannot put them
right,
down.
So if you did
I think they're going to win the championship? I mean, that's a Herculean task here. I'm not going to say no, but I would definitely push them through.
I've seen people do that before, though, with UConn. It's like, oh, come on. And then they do win. I'm not talking about recently. I'm talking about
Kemba Walker, back in the day, yeah.
When it didn't seem likely, or Syracuse,
I was at that Final Four. I think that was against Butler at Houston.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a Final Four. I've been to Elite Eight, I want to say. Anyway. Point is, would you change your championship? Like, you had, all right, Johnny's going to be my number one, but in two.
That's my strong conviction. I'm never going to put a champion. With the St. John's thing, just to push them through here. But what I always do is
unique this year that they're in play.
Very much so. Yeah. Even in years where I've done more than one sheet, the champion's the champion. So I'm going to ride that to the end and maybe get a little wacky, push it 12 through to the Elite Eight or the Final Four, or, an upset, 13 or a 14 seed winning a few games, but the champion's got
to
be the champion.
We used to, now that I think about it, we used to have, forget about the fan pool, which was the best behind the scenes. There was great bonuses. It actually used to be a Minko Butler bonus, like pick Butler to upset and you
a
get
Minko Butler.
Yeah, because
Butler?
He's a Butler grad.
I know.
He's
just texted me, by the way, from Rhode Island.
Oh, how's he doing?
At the
he's
team
up there?
Practice.
Okay,
yeah, he's like, team's working out. He just texted me literally a couple minutes ago.
Good for you guys.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of fun.
He's pumped.
So, yeah, like, there used to be fun stuff, but we used to also do a, because I remember even when I was behind the scenes, like, that fans could get involved and do their brackets in comparison to someone, or they would pick like which fan personality they thought was going to end up winning. Those are fun days. I don't know why we got away from
that. I don't know why we don't do that either. Matter of fact, when me and Teak were down the hall doing national stuff, we actually had it through CBSSports.com. Yeah. And the winner got to join us and co-host for an hour.
See?
We did that for a couple years.
Co-host for an hour?
Jump on the phone. Yeah, come on in. If you were local enough, you can come in or you get on the phone. Yeah, but we'll give you a chance to kick around the topic.
Well, let's not get carried away.
It's national. We're killing time.
Yeah. No, I mean, come on. I was going to say, I mean, geez.
There's no urgency there with the Yanks, Mets, Jets,
all right.
Giants.
All right, number two. Do you feel obligated to say hi to friends that are at games that you are at as well?
No, I don't. I think that... I think it's a little unique to me. Like, the best situation I can come up with is obviously St. John's.
Right.
And, you know, I was getting pinged all weekend. Dude, we're here.
Yeah.
You're coming out for a beer.
See?
I can't. I mean, I didn't meet any of them. I mean, I had responsibilities. You know, if somebody was near me, like, in a seat, I'd say, hey, you know, where are you sitting? Maybe we can come by, say hi at halftime if you're with your kids or something, get a picture, or I just wanted to meet their
right.
kids. But no, I mean, I don't feel obligated to do that.
It is a little different because you're working there.
Correct.
But let's say, like, I'm going to the Ranger game Saturday, or even, like, I had it happen this past weekend when I was at the Nets Celtics game
mm-hmm.
with Mike from Edison HVAC, Edison Heating and Cooling.
Yep.
We were hanging out at the Nets game, and then I knew another friend. Actually, that I got tickets, my buddy Dave Mandel at SNY, he was taking his family. He's like, oh, come by, say hello.
That's a little different.
All right, but
did you do it?
But like,
did you do it?
I did.
Oh, you did? Good on you. Good.
On the way out, I stopped by and said hello. But like, my point is, Dave, I see you every day at work. Like, I get it. The kids are there. It's a little bit different, but... And it's not just that. That's one small example.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, Sal, I heard you going to the Met game. Oh, come by and say hello. And that now it turns into, instead of me going to watch the Met game, now it turns into going to say hello to Hector or this person or that person. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like going to games, if just because you know that other people that you know are going to be there, we shouldn't be forced or felt like we have to go say hi to everybody.
I agree.
That we see on occasion. Outside of the game.
That's why I feel no pressure to do it. If I'm not in the mood, I'm not going to do it.
I bring it up because I do feel the pressure and I hate myself for it.
Okay, so who was this again? A producer?
Dave Mandel.
Yeah, I don't think I know.
Yeah,
was he there back in the day when I was there?
Yeah, probably. He might have been working
his way up. Yeah. So Dave has a family, young kids or
yes,
no?
Yes, big Celtics fans.
Big Celtics guy.
Yeah.
Kids and everything?
Yes.
All right, how old are the kids about? Youngish?
I don't know. 10
I was going to say 9 or 10.
All right.
So, hey, daddy's got a cool job. He's not on camera. He's behind the scenes.
Hey,
daddy's got a cool job. He's at a good network, and here's one of the guys you see on TV all the time. Can you come say hi to my kids?
Yeah, we've had. Yeah.
It's a good thing to do something like that.
Yeah, they wanted to thank me for the tickets. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, you got them the tickets too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you got them the tickets.
Yeah.
Well, wait. If then they should come to see you.
Yeah, well,
to thank you to make your world less complicated. That changes.
That was
things.
Just one
Screw
recent.
Dave.
That was just one recent example. The worst is at Met games. I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm going to the game, or even I'm going to the Ranger game Saturday. If somebody hears that and's like, hey, I'm going to be at the game too. I'm like, I'm taking my daughter. Like,
yeah.
You see me, you see me. It's great to say hello, but I don't want to make a point. Let's meet up in between periods. That's a pain in the rear
end. Complete pain in the ass. Although, spoiler to Sal, when you say on WFAN you're going to a game, the whole city knows.
I don't look at like I'm broadcasting. I look like I'm just talking to you.
But that's why the show's good. But everybody hears it, dude.
Last one for you.
Yes.
I know you watched this, so I could bring it up.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore 2 trailer.
Yeah.
Yay or nay?
So far, yay. With an understanding that it's never, you cannot recreate the original. And as long as they don't fully try, listen, of course the premise is going to stretch out, you know, Happy's on his last legs. Does he hit the ball this far? I mean, it's not like going to be a completely different genre. And it's going to suddenly be a drama. But I do think that there's an expectation that you incorporate many of the old characters. There's got to be somewhat of a crossover, and I know it's totally different, but imagine going to see A New Hope as a kid, and suddenly in the next one, there's no stormtroopers. Like, there's right. just certain things that you expect.
Right. I got to be honest, and you know I love Adam Sandler.
He's your guy.
He is my guy.
I know.
I didn't love the trailer, and I'm more, I don't want to say, discouraged. I'm going to watch it, and I'm sure I'll enjoy it, because I love all Sandler's movies to certain extent.
Yep.
I didn't love what I saw in the trailer.
What were you expecting that you didn't get?
I don't know, honestly.
Because he looks older and it's not as...
No, I'm okay with that.
Because he still looks pretty good.
It just didn't look
funny.
Looks
the same.
It didn't look funny to me. I don't know.
Really?
And again, it's just a trailer. The trailer did not get me more excited for the movie. I was more excited for it prior to seeing the trailer for Happy Gilmore 2.
I think that makes sense. But now do the converse. How many times do you see a trailer, you're pumped up, you go see the movie, like, nah, didn't match the trailer.
Maybe, maybe it's
the opposite.
Maybe the Sandman's lowering the expectation. Like, it's Happy Gilmore 2, so it's going to have, I know some people are like, oh, a sequel's never good, but it's still, this is a big thing. This is the Sandman, Happy Gilmore.
Of course.
People are going to be pumped up for this thing.
By the way, my family's going to be, they're in it. They went to the golf course as extras.
I was reading it was filmed in Jersey.
All in New Jersey. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish all I could have been in that. I wish I knew.
I don't think you had moved there yet.
I know,
you,
that's
you,
what I'm
you,
saying.
No, you weren't there yet.
A year too late.
Year too late, dollar too short, like always yeah. for us. Hey, so.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What to you, what is the most underrated Sandler movie? I've got one that jumps, and I now admittedly
the most underrated?
As you're thinking, I remember watching this randomly, it was a while ago, and kind of still thinking, oh, it's gonna be funny. And I was actually crying. Click.
Like, yeah, that was a good one. You'd be crying was, like you get emotionally
yeah.
crying. Not.
I'm like, what's going on? I'm, I think I'm gonna be laughing here. What am I turning into here? That was a good movie.
Who was his love interest in that one?
Forget now.
I mean, dude, here's the thing.
What was that, 2010?
Yeah,
that's a long time ago.
It feels like it's one of his newer movies.
No.
Yeah, it was Kate Beckinsale on that one,
Was it really? Oh, she's great.
I love Kate
Beckinsale.
Yeah,
she's high on the list. I agree.
Yeah.
Kate's phenomenal.
I'm trying to think of my favorite Sandler movies. I wouldn't say necessarily underrated.
Yeah.
I thought Little Nicky was funny and people like ripped that
that's
all the
okay.
time. I like Don't Mess with the Zohan. I know people don't even like
okay.
register that. You know, Chuck and Larry, like, I like them all, generally.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I would say, I loved, like, 50 First Dates.
That was good, with Drew Barrymore.
Billy Madison, yeah. Happy Gilmore, obviously.
Click.
Wedding Singer, I love those.
Man, he's made a ton,
Big Daddy.
Huh? Big Daddy was good.
I mean,
I like Big Daddy. Big Daddy was really good.
These are all great
yeah, they
movies.
Are.
Meanwhile, the critics could kiss my ass ripping Adam Sandler.
What'd they say?
Well, they don't like any of them. They think they're corny and cheesy. They're great feel-good movies.
Of course.
I just worry a little bit about Happy Gilmore, too. I don't want to be disappointed.
Well, you'll be at home. It's not like you're going to go to a movie because it's on Netflix. Yeah. You're not going to go to a movie to see it.
July, it's coming out, right?
I think it's July. Can you see it in a movie? Will it be shown in any theaters
so.
Or it's just Netflix? That's odd.
I think Netflix. All right, anyway, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. Actually, let's get one call on BT before we
let's
go
get
reset and hit you with the crown topic of the day, which is the Giants quarterback situation. And speaking of that, Corey is in Massapequa Park. What's up, Corey?
Hey, good morning, boys. How are you?
Good. What's up? What's on
good,
your mind?
Buddy.
Hey, I just wanted to round out the previous conversation about the ayahuasca versus darkness retreat. So I don't have experience with ayahuasca. I do sensory deprivation tanks. So it's something that I do like probably 5 or 6 times a year. You're in a room, in water, you're floating, no sight, no sound. Really no feeling. I'll tell you what, it's awesome.
Are you by yourself?
Yeah, so you're like, you're totally naked. You're in like a pool. It's 6 inches of water, but it's 1,000 pounds of salt.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, yeah.
Why do you got to be totally naked? You couldn't have like boxers on or something?
No, you don't have to. I'm okay. A full experience, you know? But
so
you're floating, and the first like 10 or 12 minutes, I say it's like taking off on a plane. It's a little rough. Your mind can go to a lot of places.
Okay.
But then you kind of break through and you get into this very, very tranquil state that I oddly like crave, you know? So I used to do it for 60 minutes and I started doing it for 90 minutes now. And like when the time comes up and the lights turn on,
yeah,
I'm kind of pissed that it's over. So it's really hard to explain.
Yeah.
But I see the appeal in, now 3 days is a lot. I'm not going to front and say that that sounds light, but there is an appeal to that that to me seems interesting. Ayahuasca, the only thing I'll say, and I saw Ron White recently had a thing about this. They say if you're on a trip and you have a path to go positive or negative, mm-hmm. I guess the shamans recommend to go negative.
Oh.
Like go down that path because I guess the enlightenment that comes from that.
Yeah, that's where the growth comes. Yeah, that's how you learn.
Yeah, it's where it comes from the cost. So,
interesting.
Those are just like, And my last thing, just Giants Jets, and I'll let you guys go. I won't take up much of your time. But I just think it would be very, very New York for Rodgers to have success in the Giants. I can't give you stats. I can't give you the analytics. But, you know, we saw it with Leonard Williams. I kind of have wanted him. We talked a couple weeks ago. I don't know what the heck they're going to do. But I can see him having some success, certainly more than what he has, or possibly more than what he has to digest.
It would be fitting, Corey, and thank you for the call. A lot there to digest from that call. I do think it would be fitting in some ways, other though than the fact that the Giants have been just as bad, if not worse, than the Jets have been. You know, and I know that they had the one run and they get to the postseason, which the Jets didn't have. But still, as far as sustained success, the Giants and Jets have been on equal footing for the better part of a decade.
Which is why I don't think it would surprise anybody if, despite that that outside of 2022, that very shallow success rate recently, he would go there and he would thrive.
Right.
Like, as a Giant, there would be an uptick in performance, there would be an uptick in wins, and then once again, the Jet fans sitting there saying, we just had it, it didn't work out, you know, kind of feed into the whole Jet-Giant narrative.
No expectations, whereas with the Jets, it was Super Bowl expectations.
Yeah.
That would sting you.
That would be very Jets-like, but I don't believe in that stuff.
BT and Sal, as far as the other stuff goes, sounds interesting. Well, it also sounds a little, I don't know if I could handle some of that stuff.
Like weird?
Not weird, like to each their own. I don't know if I want to dig deep and get into a negative thing and start thinking, like, I could do that on my own. Do I need to be in a darkness thing or?
Well, I mean, there's probably an elevated, depth that you could go to with no distraction. Not even with the ayahuasca, but like a dark room or the water tank, the deprivation tank with the salt. Yeah, I mean,
actually, Michael Richards, now that he says it, Michael Richards, you know, from Seinfeld, I also listened to his book last year, which was, by the way, I couldn't recommend a book enough. I love autobiographies anyway.
Yeah.
So I love that stuff. But his was fantastic, insightful. And he talked about how he would calm from the chaos by going to the depths of his pool, I think, in a scuba suit and just chilling there with the calm. And the way even he described it made me like, wow.
Yeah.
I could see how that would be peaceful and calming.
It's jealousy is not the right word, but I remember watching the docuseries with Rodgers, and I'm like, I respect him going, again, not necessarily the ayahuasca, I'm not looking to do that in Costa Rica, but just the willingness to explore, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, respect that.
Yeah.
May not be for everybody, but you know what? Explore, check it out, open your mind to certain things. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, will come back, reset here with the crown topic of the day. It is, in fact, Aaron Rodgers and the Giants quarterback situation. 888-808-1019.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.